Hello again. 9 on the clock, and from me, Ian Cottier, the usual warm welcome to Time for Brass. A dozen tracks tonight from the bands of Wales, and we open the march with a T.J. Powell march, a former conductor of the famous Corey band, so naturally to play it, what better band than Corey? Here's the Bombardier. Bombardier, and there's a tragically coincidental tailpiece to that opener because Powell was in fact rehearsing Corey for a BBC broadcast when he suffered a stroke which proved to be fatal. Tragic or not, there's a sort of appropriateness in that event. Moving on, it's overture time, and tonight we leave behind grand opera or concert overtures and choose a modern opera, operetta. I don't really know where one ends and the other begins. And it's composed by Leonard Bernstein, and it's played here by another South Wales band with a proud history, Ton Gwynlais. Here they are. Thank you. the Ton Gwynlais Band of South Wales playing Howard Snell's arrangement of the overture to Candide. And now, to complete the triangle of three fine bands, we travel, not very far, to Tredegar, a band which is currently enjoying great success and popularity. They provide tonight's first solo, and it's a great old warhorse, popular with performers and audiences alike. It's Edward Sutton's The Paragon, which is no bad label for the soloist himself, Principal Cornet Dewi Griffiths.
Thank you.
Gary Griffiths of the Tredegar Band, suggesting that he, as well as his solo, was the paragon. Time now for tonight's major original work. It's a work with a quite unusual distinction, in that it was written by a Salvation Army composer for a national competition. At the time of its performance at the 1949 British Open, only Eric Ball's Resurgam had the same distinction. I've got to confess it's one of my all-time favourites, especially the lovely second movement. Brass band enthusiasts may well have identified it already as Dean Goffin's Rhapsody in Brass. Rhapsody in Brass by Dean Goffin. The band was Corey. Well, we've heard three fine bands from the valleys of South Wales, but now we travel the full length of the Principality to the Irish Sea Coast and the Point of Ayre Band. Just a little bit confusing, nothing at all to do with the Point of Ayre in our own Isle of Man, but a former colliery community just about as far north as you can go in Wales without getting your feet wet. The colliery is gone, but the band plays on, and tonight it brings us a rousing nugget from Carchiturian's Spartacus and Phrygia, before a move into a gentler mode as Tom Gwynlais returns with Gabriel Fauré's Pavan. Spartacus. Now, before we run out of time, a final reminder of the Laxey Brass Band Festival this coming Sunday, 3rd of May, when the bands of the Isle of Man come together to make music in three venues around the village: the Glen Gardens, the Rose Gardens by the tram station, and the Queen's Hotel. Start time is 1 o'clock, with the mass bands in the square at 4. Quite unmissable. One of the most successful pieces of entertainment of the past century was George Bernard Shaw's 1913 play Pygmalion, reworked as a stage musical and as a film, winning multiple accolades in both forms. As much as anything, this depended on wonderful musical score, and here are some of the highlights. And if Eliza Doolittle could have danced all night, well, perhaps Zorba the Greek could have done too. He comes up next.
Thank you.
And as we've got a few minutes left, let me lull you to sleep with that loveliest of lullabies as Tom Gwynlice play Sue O'Gann, which for me brings back memories of singing it in a choir when the world was young and I was even younger. Good night.